cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Two Tuesday nights ago in the book group where we're reading this book, Walk in Love, we talked about the sacraments and we talked about how the sacraments are these outward and visible signs of an inward and spiritual grace. And in order to define that, we could do inward and outward, okay. And then we had to talk about grace. And we talked about grace being God's favor, which is undeserved and unearned. And we spent a lot of time talking about how the grace of God is not a transaction. There's not something that you give God and you get grace back. There's no transactional part to our faith. But it's really hard, actually, to say that. It's really nice to say that in a small group, but it's really hard to say that when you've had the gospel readings that we've had for the last couple of weeks. The last 2 weeks, we have heard somebody get healed, and they are told that they are healed not by Jesus. They're told they are healed because they have great faith. Yeah. It's as though there was a transaction, that they had faith, and what they got in return for having faith was to get healed. And in fact, in one of those stories, the woman with the hemorrhage last week, who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years, Jesus doesn't even know he heals her. So like, she has faith. Jesus doesn't even have the free will to say, this is the person I'm going to heal. She just is automatically healed. And if you don't think that that starts to raise like some transaction bells and whistles and alarms in your head, well, this week we get the opposite. Jesus goes to a place, his hometown, where he has no faith. The people there have no belief in him. In fact, they're put out with him. They're like, "Is this? We know who this is. Why is he acting so uppity? Why is he speaking the way he's speaking? Why is he healing the way he's healing?" And guess what? They've got no faith. You know what they get? No miracles. So, now, I either have to backtrack on what I said last Tuesday night about grace being unearned and undeserved. My whole like faith is built on this idea that there are no transactions with God. Or I've got to figure out what is going on. I mean, these appear on the surface to absolutely be transactional. Yeah. If you have faith, you get what God's giving you. If you don't have faith, you don't. Well, there are clues that these aren't transactions. One of the clues is in that healing story of the woman with the hemorrhage, that she doesn't have to express faith to Jesus. It just happens. Jesus doesn't know he did it. In fact, the disciples say when he's being pushed upon in the crowd, Jesus says, "Who touched me?" And the disciples say, "What do you mean, who touched you? Everybody touched you. There's one woman here who touched me." So there's no transaction because Jesus doesn't seem to be transacting. It just seems to happen. But also, Jesus in his hometown can't do these miracles if there's unbelief. But then he sends out his disciples, and he sends them out in a rather strange way. And I think this is a clue. This is the second clue to how this works. How faith is not a transaction, but faith is still necessary to experience the good news. Because he sends them out, and he sends them out with nothing. And often when we talk about this passage, we very much talk about the fact that Jesus sends his disciples out. They don't get to take money. They don't get to take extra clothes. They are the 100% complete mercy of who they show up and want to share the gospel with. That's scary. That's risk-taking. But we hardly ever talk about the fact somebody in each of those towns has to let them in. That there is an act of faith for those folks in those towns that are going to take in somebody who's a stranger, who has showed up with nothing. They have not brought any money with them. They have not brought extra clothes with them. And Jesus tells them, if nobody in that town will take you, you know what you do? They don't know who you are. You're a stranger. You showed up out of the blue, walking across the desert. And when you get there, if nobody shows up, I want you to shake off the dust off your feet from that town as a testimony against them. And when this story shows up in Matthew later on, Jesus says, it would be better for that town than for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. There is something going on that requires the disciples to go out and take a risk, and the people that would hear the gospel to take a risk as well. This is the thing about faith. It is not transactional, but it is reciprocal. The people in Jesus' hometown, their unbelief, they don't actually stop Jesus from all his miracles. Some people do get healed. My guess is those are the people who are willing to reciprocate. Those are the people who are willing to accept Jesus as who Jesus is. They're not the people that want to make Jesus who they think Jesus is. And they can be healed. Faith is not transactional, but it is a way, it is symbiotic. The people in that town to hear the good news have to want to accept a stranger into their home. If they can't do that one act, they cannot experience the good news that's being brought to them. Faith is not transactional, but it is reciprocal. What Jesus has to bring to you is a real Jesus, and what you have to bring to Jesus is the ability to accept Jesus as Jesus is and to take a risk. It is not something that you do. You don't earn something by being risky. You don't earn something by having faith. But what you do is you start a relationship by allowing that person to reveal themselves to you. The good part, though, about the story is if we thought that the disciples were going to go out and they were going to take nothing with them and they get to towns and nobody would accept them, it doesn't seem that that happened. It seemed that people were ready in that moment to accept these strangers with no money and no possessions. And they were blessed. The disciples had a message, and they had a place for them to stay. And it is the combined efforts of those two things. It is not one over the other. Hospitality does not rule over good news. And good news does not overwhelm the inhospitable. They had to do it together to derive the benefit of the kingdom. Not because they said, I'll give you this and you give me that. In the same moment, they were willing to give of each other what they had. Faith does not happen by yourself. Faith is not something that exists that you assent to. Faith is something that you do in a relationship with another person. When you do it yourself, you lead yourself to transaction. When you do it with another, you lead yourself to reciprocity. Amen.